Vesper, you can change everything.
Vesper, one of a dozen films in the running for the top prize at Carlo Vivari, is a sci-fi film from Lithuania. Other works in the truly diverse Crystal Globe competition come from countries such as Iran, Japan, and Georgia. The relatively big-budget Vesper, which has been described as a biopunk fairy tale, stars the great UK actor Eddie Marson, who spoke to Festival TV.
Vesper's a story of hope. It's about the world is a kind of post-apocalyptic. Everything seems dead and there's no hope. And then this young girl kind of plants a seed, and possibilities arise because of that. The message of the film was something that appealed to me. I'm not really a great expert on science fiction, but I do love something with a message. The trick is to work out what the message is, what the function is, and then to hide the function, to hide the message.
Israeli filmmaker Ofir Raul Grazer was in Carlo Vivari for the world premiere of his latest work, America. It's the compelling story of three people faced with an extremely intense life situation. But it's ultimately optimistic, says the director.
I put them in this terrible situation as a writer. I place them there. But I think that what I try to do is that, first of all, not to judge them for the decisions that they make, and also to find within this difficulty a lot of light and a lot of hope and a lot of smiles, a moment where you see human warmth. And I felt like this while I was writing the film, but also when I was making the film and working with the actors and this whole atmosphere. We shot the film during COVID, 2020, in the first lockdown, in the summer before the vaccinations. So it was like a feeling that the world is going to the end. So we said, let's believe in light and let's push for humanity. And I hope you feel it in the story.
This year, Carlo Vivari also has a new second competition in Proxima, which showcases emerging filmmakers and fresh approaches. One of the directors hoping to take the section's best film, Gong, is Marco Berger, maker of Horseplay. He outlined the spark of the project to Kviff TV.
Actually, it's kind of sad, the beginning of the idea, because in 2020, it was these guys, like rugby guys, in the countryside in Argentina, in the beach, they kill a guy. Like, they were in a discotheque and they were like trying to fight with him, so the guy went outside and they follow him and they kill him.
And the winners of this year's Carlo Vivari, the 56th, will be announced on Saturday evening.